In five.
Get to smash that like button. Subscribe. We need some subbies. Come on. You can do it. Late night. Woo. Good vibes.
Good evening. Hi, everybody. Hi, Lauren. Hello to you at home. Welcome. Thanks for being with us tonight. My name is Jay Ryan. This is the Late Night Playset, and it wasn't until a moment ago when I put this shirt on, and I looked in the mirror, and I realized that it's fresh out of the laundry, but it does definitely have some stains on it. So time for a new GBBC shirt. Jay Ryan, Cars and Comedy Show. We are here in the Late Night Playset. Thank you for being with us. Tonight, what is the main topic? Childhood car blunders. Maybe you did something and you had to hide it from your parents. Maybe you got a speeding ticket. Maybe you dented the car. Maybe you modded your car and something happened. Maybe you did a stereo, something happened. I don't know. Any interesting stories? I call it young stupidity. I've got a handful of them myself. Perhaps you came into a corner a little too tight and you learned something about car control. We want to know those stories tonight, so chime in either on YouTube, Facebook. I'll get those at the desk. If you hit Instagram, producer Mike, all the way up there in Canada,
yes,
will handle them.
Hello.
Right? So yeah, you guys are talking to him. I'm talking to YouTube and Facebook. I'm talking to your face. I'm talking to your face and your tube. Okay. Here's the good news. The good news is, look who's with us. Look who's with us. It's a pixie cut. It's a pixie cut. It's new if you haven't seen it. A week or so old. We're loving it. It's like McDonald's. It's the McDonald's of haircuts. We're loving it. She loves this part. Let's all just look for a while.
It's my favorite.
And there's other stuff too. And there's other stuff too. I'll tell you in here. Okay. Hey, how's it going? Hello is the business. Oh yeah. Okay. So there have been a lot of comments about the Letterman clip I posted yesterday. We're going to be talking about that as well. Briefly. Cause if you watch the show from the beginning, then you know all about it and you're sick of hearing about it. Also the accident video I posted as well. There've been a lot of comments about that. So we're going to be probably playing both of those, talking about them. Whatever you want to talk about on Instagram and the worst early car moves stories, whatever. That's it. That's what's going on. Will, it's time for Will to start us off. Will, do your thing.
Last schedule.
bubbles are stopping. We'll bring this in here. That's close enough. I will remind everyone that this studio had to be completely reconfigured after Thursday's show with the Lieberman's Mini-Me, who it was an absolute pleasure to have here. But wow. In the best way possible. It's one of my favorite shows, but I don't remember it. Woo! See these two bubbles dancing over here? Can you see that in the wide? Do you see these two? Just dance with us.
I do.
I wonder if anybody else can see that. Oh, yeah, there you go. Look at him just dancing. Whoop, one went away. Here goes the other one. Whoop, whoa, going for another run. Everybody sees that? Look at this. It looks like the movie from when we were kids, Explorers, you know, with the, that's going to be a spaceship. There's kids in that. They're going to go to outer space.
I do.
I love that movie. Good evening and welcome back, everybody. It is, well, I'm Jay Ryan, I'll tell you that right now. It's Tuesday, March 28th. This is Nicole Ryan over here, 2023. I wrote 201 as if I was going to write 19 at the latest.
Whoa.
Luckily, I caught it and changed it immediately, but what a time warp. It's just a jump to the left. Anyway. March 28th, 2023. 23. Did I confirm that? 2023. That is what year it is. Everyone agrees, correct? Tonight, it's a... figure out your thoughts ahead of time. All right. We're trying to... we're so lucky to have access to amazing guests, and I've got a whole other card that isn't on this desk. It's in the other desk. In the other room, but of people that we've got coming in. Amelia Hartford's going to be a guest. You know, Reggie Watts is going to be back. There are other ones I can't think of right now. They're on a card in the other room. But we are also trying to maintain the old chat show element of it that is not so podcasty. Does that make any sense? We like to just kind of keep it within the family as well.
To me, it does.
Yeah. Smoking Tire, they call them crew shows. Other podcasts, I think, call them crew shows. In TV, we used to call it like a bottle show. It's, you keep it all contained. It's not, when you've used up your pattern budget on all the locations from the ambitious writers in the beginning of the season, then you're like three quarters through and you're looking at the money for the rest of the year and you're like, ah. And then you have to go back to the writer's room and tell them, hey, can you write a few that are like all on our contained sets with no guest cast and like all just bottle show.
Things I know nothing about.
No. Would have nothing to do with your side of the business.
Yeah.
Thank God, because the two of them don't actually work well together. I remember when we first started to do our company, it was a weird one because it took us a couple years to get in the swing of things. And then when we finally did, she was sick and we had to stop it. It was ridiculous. But while I was trying to do production and she was doing publicity. And they're two things that don't go well together. Mainly because they're just different phases. They're different phases with different goals. And we were like, no, I'm pretty sure it's the same. And we can cram this together and then make it all. And I was like, well, that's a manager. And we're like, yeah, but. And then we finally figured it out that like, oh, no, you need to do your work. And I need to do my work. And then once we did that, I did the production work and you did all the PR work. It was going great until we couldn't do it anymore. All right, that was not for anybody else. Sorry for that. Hey, look, I got coffee. Good news. Let's say hello to our friend north of the border, Canada Mike. Hello, sir.
We could do a show where we're all in an elevator.
I can't even get you in front of a black curtain at a podium. How am I going to get you in an elevator?
Well, that's true. I'm just saying. I love it.
It's the Seinfeld. It's the Seinfeld. Where am I going to get a fat guy? I screwed it up. Where am I going to find a fat guy in a cannonball? Not that you're a fat guy or we need a cannonball, but that was the quote from Seinfeld.
I'm fine either way. Have you guys ever done a show in a car?
No, but was that your point? Was your elevator joke to say like so contained that there's no, it's the lowest budget possible?
Yeah, like, you know, it's one set, right? It's one set. There it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good. I'm genuinely curious now, though. Have you ever done a show in a car?
I haven't. Have you?
No.
I mean, sort of. I've done a different show in a car. You know, we did that What Are You Driving Today with Guards Rad and myself, David. And I don't know if that's a show or not, but I mean, we drove around and talked and recorded it and then put it out for people to watch. So I guess it's a show. But not like a produced thing like Jerry Seinfeld had a real show that was Although his, his was Rinky Dink at the time, and it turned into a real show.
Yeah. I've not done one.
No. Well, sorry, Mike. What were you saying there? I stepped on you.
I meant more an episode of Cars and Comedy would be fun if there's an episode, a special episode in a car.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood that. You know what's funny is I think that's a great idea, and I'm actually wide open to all of that now. There is no secret that for a while we painted ourselves into a corner earmarked for David Letterman, and we were sort of doing everything we could to try to get the attention of Camp Dave, so to speak, the Worldwide Pants team. And for a while there, I was like, let's put it all in. Let's just, you know, it was all about the play set element and everything. And let's do it here and stay in the thing. And I got to show them that I can do television. It was like all of this. I was creating a resume in my own mind for like the Worldwide Pants people for the day that they tuned in. So I was really sort of focused in that direction for a long time. Now that we have... Now that that's no longer a thing, we have achieved that goal. My hands are going nuts tonight. Look at this. Woo! It's this watch. Whoa! Now that we have achieved that goal of reaching Worldwide Pants, I think that this is a very long way to say, yes, that's a great idea, Producer Mike. I'm wide open to all sorts of those ideas. I think I was so committed to doing a multi-cam show for a long time that it was like the idea of setting up a camera on a tripod and two microphones with a Zoom.
Too much.
No, it didn't appeal to me. It was like, oh, going out and doing that was like, it didn't appeal to me. Yes, doing what I would want to do, bring all the cameras and all of the stuff and everything, that's too much.
That's where my head goes. I'm like, this is way bigger than like what anyone who suggested it thinks.
People were always like, why don't you do a podcast up at Good Vibes? Like, why don't you do it from Good Vibes? You know, Spike did it from the porch over at the Malibu. Why don't you do it from Good Vibes? And I was always like, well, one, we don't do a podcast. I mean, like, if you listen to it and you've only ever listened to it, to you it's the same, totally. Yeah. But if you actually have seen this show, then you know like the effort that I was taking to put into things that weren't even necessarily necessary. They were not at all. Let me rephrase that. They were not remotely necessary for 99.9% of our audience. Unfortunately, I was going for that 1% of 1%. The Worldwide Pants people. What are we talking about? Six people? I'm trying to appeal to six people in the world. In the world. 20 people in the world? Yeah. Anyway. I don't know if an elevator show is good. I don't know if a car show is good, but I'm open to both of those as an idea if maybe they were – I don't want to just walk around talking to people. You know what I mean? Like we talk too much and we're always sitting around talking. That's literally what we do for a living and recreationally. But if there's some kind of cool gimmick to it or there's a cool guest or there's something where it's a produced segment, you know, maybe from you or somebody else, I say yes, I'm into it. I'm into the idea of it.
Me too.
Good grief. I mean, that was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What is wrong with me? That was nuts.
I just watched the minutes go by.
But why didn't I? I mean, like, I felt it, but that was crazy. Jesus. Woo! Anyway, what's going up in Canada?
I've just been... I know this isn't a podcast, but it's it makes sense as a term. I've been pod hopping. So I literally was just shooting with the Irritable Dad Syndrome boys, and we did kind of a mashup episode where I jumped on their show. They wanted to know my reaction to the David Letterman U2 special, and they knew I had to go to come onto this show. So Mike and Darren send tidings from the Irritable Dad Syndrome.
Now, so Darren's the one we know, right? We know him from the Letterman, world. But I don't think yes. I know the other Mike. Is it another Mike?
His partner, Mike, yeah. The Irritable
Dad
Syndrome.
Is every show that you're involved with have another guy named Mike?
Has Mike, yeah.
But wasn't the Texas show had Mike too, right? The phone with the kids and
Mike. Oh, yeah. Rusty's partner was also Mike. You're right. Good call.
What on earth? Also, is it boomy and echoey in there, or is it your mic again? Can you tap your mic? I don't know if it's that one or not. I don't think that's your mic. Tap another mic in that room.
Okay, how's that?
Yeah, that's the one. Tap it now so everyone can hear the difference. No, just tap it. Tap the mic so we can hear the difference. Oh, now he's cheating. That was nothing. Now it's off.
I swear to God, it's not off.
Oh, maybe he's just touching the phone. All right, well, whatever. Let's not waste another 15 minutes on this.
Can you not hear me?
No, you sound better now, but I feel like before it was a different microphone. It was very boomy in your room, and now it's not.
I did shut it off and turn it on again. Sometimes that helps.
I feel like you did very well with that. Irene Hoffman says, present. Sorry for the long opener. Yeah, I failed to put on my brakes, not even a little bit, when I smashed my Camaro into the car in front of me. That must have been the first car you were talking about the other day. Oh, no. Darren M. Kai, hey, you guys. And for that, I'll go get, let's see, from Amory Chive. There we go. Representing Sloth here in the playset. We've got a little, what are these called? Mike, you're a collector of things.
What those are called Funko Pops.
Funko Pop. It's a Sloth Funko Pop that Danbury Chive sent a while ago, and it's just been sitting up in the set there for just this moment for Darren Cox to chime in. Chatty today. My friend flicked her cigarette out the window, burned the whole back seat. Oh, that's like that Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. She blamed it on our friend. No punishment. Yeah, of course. Well, if you were kids, I don't know. I can't speak for you guys as kids, but I know I didn't take responsibility for much when I was a kid. I wasn't as bad as the kid from Poltergeist. He was the worst. Remember that? It's not my mess. Like, ugh.
Bad.
Mam. And the tree's about to eat him. Ugh. It's the one kid in that movie I wish did get eaten by the... It would have been great if he got eaten by the tree. It's a terrible thing to say. And I don't mean it, obviously. It's a movie. He was just annoying it. Also, who am I to say? I'm really annoying myself. Self-aware, but can't do anything about it. Let's see. Love the do, Nicole.
Thank you.
How are you doing, by the way?
Not good.
Nah, really not good. Perhaps that's why I'm like purging today. Aloha, guys. Driving shortly. Have a great show. Great to see you, Gunner. Aloha to you. Irene Hoffman. Wow, Bottle Show, Jay. I want more TV movie stuff that you and Nicole did. All right, well, ask some questions or send us in a direction, and I assure you that stories will come out. We'll definitely talk about those clips I mentioned before. Need a glass floor with cams pointed up. For comedic purposes, totally. Barf Baby's here all the time. If I just now discovered he's a perv, and it's like for like dark net type photos, maybe not into that. But speaking of the glass floor, haha, nice segue, Barf Baby. I can talk about anything. Did anybody hear or has anybody seen? Anybody either. Anyway, anybody know about, on Amazon Prime, there's a show starring the great Christoph Waltz called The Consultant? 10 episodes? Anybody? We watched. I know you can answer, but I'm curious if anybody else has. And then, for extra credit, what did you think? I'm very, very curious. Overall, I'm going to say I liked it because I stayed to the end. Many times throughout, I didn't want to. Fair?
Yes.
I feel like it was a show that didn't do... whatever the heck. I want to know what you think. See if this still works. Make sure this still works, just in case it has to go back at some point soon. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Oh, well, should I play the clip? All right, Mike, here, I need you to produce this segment. I want to talk about the Letterman clip that I posted the other day, and I'm not going to go into it, obviously, especially on such a verbose night. but I do want to play it and then talk about it briefly. And then I want to talk about, how do I do this? I guess I'll produce it now in my head. Now that I'm making the list, I'll just shuffle them myself. Sound familiar? It's kind of what I do. Yeah. Either you handle it or I will, but it can't be both. If you want me to contribute, I'm going to take over.
I've learned.
Well, you were the exact same way.
Yes, I was. And I saw my own behavior. I'm like, You know what that is.
Yeah. Oh, it's not. It's not great. Yeah. Oh, I learned a lot about myself through you too. It's good stuff. Anyway, so let's play the clip first. I think that's the smart professional thing to do. Way to get me off track, honey. Good job. Roll it, Hal.
I've noticed two problems with the new set.
What?
Well, one, this microphone is higher than it needs to be.
Now, what's that about?
Well, it's because the other microphone, the one that's been on the desk for 2.5 years here and 13 and a half years at NBC, last night that was stolen.
You're kidding.
No, that was stolen. So...
yeah. Oh, that was the short one. All right. Well, okay. No big deal. The longer one just talks about what the second thing is. It's the window in the back and whatever. There was no window, so there was no window sound effect. Okay, so anybody who's been watching this podcast from the beginning knows the story, right? They know where the David Letterman microphone went. They know what happened to it. It was all a surprise to you when I told you, but you've known about it for a few years. It was the 25th anniversary of The Late Show. So what does that make it? That makes it 2018. Wow.
Wow.
That can't be right. It is right. Mike, check my math. 93, 25 years, 2018, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that means it's been 5 years that we have been like, holy moly, well, this is more shit for off the air. But anyway, for a long time now, we have been trying to get the attention of Worldwide Pants. We have talked to people throughout the years. We've had little things that thought we were on the hook, blah, blah, blah. Never happened. Thank God things are happening now where at the very least this story will be concluded, which is a great thing for me as a person. It's very weird being a 45-year-old, 22-year-old. I assure you. But I hope the rest of it will unlock and I can then grow up after, because that would be great for everybody. But what I wanted to bring attention to was the fact that I did indeed I was indeed the one who, whatever. And anybody who didn't know that is apparently very surprised, very taken aback. Nobody has a problem with it. They all think it's hilarious because of all of this, I guess. I don't know, but I guess maybe they're all people we've already won over. the one person who I know still has a sticking point about it, and that's why I'm bringing it up, is Don Giller. This is for you, Mike. I'm going to bring you in here. I'm sorry that you're not already. There we go. He posted on the Facebook. He's like, so much for making amends. You know, you need to give that thing back and close the circle already. Something like that. Very, very point. Like, Don, first of all, settle down. You're the only one who cares. I assure you. You're the only one who cares at this point. Even I don't care at this point. And they don't seem to care. So it's all going to work out with a happy ending. I'm confident of that. Everybody can settle down. But know that I know what you feel. I know what you feel. I felt it for 20 years and I get it. And I, if it were you, you wouldn't be able to imagine. I mean, I can't even sitting on it all that time.
It's a long time.
It's weird. I don't want to make this therapy or anything, but he's been going through a lot of stuff about his, you know, his dad passed away just last year, and he's been going through stuff lately, and it's, you know, there's emotions that come with that. I will ask you, Don Giller, to remind you that I was doing all of that 2 weeks before this. I was not, there's no excuse, but it was the darkest point in my entire life. I'm over being, feeling guilty about it, especially now that we're finally closer to. Anyway. It's all stuff for, it's like behind the scenes shit. But I thought it was hilarious because, you know, I love Don Giller. I care about him. I think he's great. I think that he is one of the biggest reasons Letterman is currently relevant. And I think that that gets overlooked a lot. And I hope that that's not forever. I don't want to. He's not some superhero or anything. He's a guy in his house who saves clips of stuff, but he's done such a good and dedicated job to it for so long. And then his YouTube channel, which was running almost the whole time between the show's, you know, closing, and it was till the, I guess it's still up, but he was uploading it until the YouTube channel started for the official Letterman channel. I think you could argue certainly that he I don't know why I'm doing this. Why am I arguing anything? Nobody wants. Nobody cares. Maybe Don Giller likes to hear it. I'll finish the thought. He certainly paved the path for Letterman on YouTube, for Letterman content on YouTube.
Right.
The amount of celebrities that have tweeted out his videos for compilations, either that they're in or that, you know, people they cared about were in or whatever the heck. I'm not on Twitter. I don't like Twitter. When we were hanging out with the Mythbusters, it was the last time I was on Twitter. So my Twitter account is still there, and only the Mythbusters follow me. but he has a great following on Twitter, and like people like Albert Brooks follow him. You know, I mean, it's crazy. So shout out to Don Giller. We love you, pal. What is going on? Maybe I do need therapy. Maybe I should just do one of these on Monday night with the cameras off. Woo! Also, my hair. I don't know. It's time for another hair and a beard cut. I'm just, the whole thing is out of sorts. I feel like it's been a growth period or something. And now, all right, everybody, get your shit together. It's time to level up. Mike, I've got shit to talk about, but what about you up north? What's happening up there? We have never followed up with your Bronco. You picked it up and you loved it, but then did you take it to the Stripe store and get it all decaled and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It looks fantastic.
Oh.
I get stopped every single day. I've already got 1,200 kilometers on the thing. I get stopped every single day. There isn't one day that goes by where I don't get stopped by somebody to comment on it. It's so great. I love it so much.
What about Tuesdays? Do people comment on Tuesdays?
Today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Two people today commented on it.
What about Mondays?
Yes.
Do people do it on Monday?
Was yesterday Monday?
Yeah, yesterday was Monday.
Yes. Multiple people commented Monday.
Thursdays?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to find out this Thursday, but so far, so good. Yes.
I want to commend you for not getting into shtick there.
It sparked so much joy.
I want to commend you for not getting into shtick there. I know how badly you probably felt some sort of an itch up in your comedy brain going like, I can be funny here. And you chose to just stay straight with me. And I want to thank you.
Like the tractor beam of the Death Star, Jay. I wanted to do shtick, but I didn't.
I don't get the reference. I'm just trying to think. A tractor beam brings it in, but you didn't do it. So... did the Death Star tractor beam fail?
No, the Death Star tractor beam pulled in the Millennium Falcon, leading to the final confrontation between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
But you didn't do it, so it's not like that.
No, I didn't. No.
You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hey, let's talk about this clip that's blowing up the fucking YouTube like crazy. Now it's a clip show. Here we go. We got ourselves a clip show. Let's watch funny videos and then comment on them. This one truly is amazing, though. We're probably going to get thrown off YouTube because of the song I chose to put with it, but it is what it is. Roll it, Hal. I say. What the hell? I mean that. Here, one more time. Let's do it again.
You put that music on that?
Yes, because when I saw the clip on the news, that's the only song that came to mind. And then everybody I knew started posting this clip and everyone was putting music to it and nobody used it. So finally I was like, it was like 3 hours after I first saw the clip, I finally was like, I'm doing it. That's it. I'm doing it. And because that's the only song I could hear in my mind. So every time I saw this clip, I was disappointed that I didn't hear it. Here, one more time. Let's do it again. Here it comes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my my God. Total insult to injury with the tire at the end. It's like, what the hell? So a lot of people are questioning. They're like, not real because it's too perfect, right? It is real. It happened a couple miles from here last week. Today, the Tesla footage was just released from the chase car because there was a Tesla, luckily, behind it watching it happen. That totally happened. That absolutely happened. And it's incredibly perfect as a Hollywood stunt. The good news is, and I probably should have opened with this, the Kia Soul driver who went launching into the stratosphere walked away. This huge. This should be a commercial for Kia more than anything else, more than yes. Highway safety across America.
Yes, it
and,
should.
And maybe for lug nuts. This was what spawned the what dumb moves did you make on your car as a kid? Because, like, we cut corners as a kid because we don't have money, right? So, like, oh, you buy the cheap whatever because it looks the same in the package as the other, as the good one. And then you go do a thing and then your car stereo catches on fire or whatever. This, to me, it was definitely aftermarket wheels. That was obvious from the video. And then with that logic in my head, I'm going, oh, it was probably just cheap kit stuff that wasn't meant for it, or the wheels weren't torqued, or, you know, whatever. Either way, it's aftermarket shit. It's like, oh, somebody was fucking with their car, and it was no longer up to spec, and their wheel went flying off, and a fucking hamster mobile was right next to it. And we went, oh, here, you want to see what happened? Here's what happened. That poor guy! Oh my God! And then, boom! The same tire got him twice! Oh my God, it's awful. It's awful. I couldn't tell. Maybe the hub assembly was still on there. Maybe something broke. I mean, you never know. But, oh, awful. Awful, awful, awful. That sucks.
That clip terrified me.
And then the same, he goes over the same wheel. Or he goes over the wheel. And then the same wheel comes back and then hits him in the. What are the chances? God, I mean, you couldn't. I don't think a Hollywood could get that. All timed perfectly like that to land. So, and then the car skids back into its correct positioning in the right lane. The car was like 20 feet in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Very scary.
Thank God the guys are right. Thank God the guys are right. And then everyone seems to be commenting.
You may want to know, Don Giller's ears are burning. He just messaged on the YouTube.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's not him. All right. Well, let's see. We'll do this whole thing. Aloha to Gunnar Mensch. We got you. Wow, bottle show. We did that. Okay. I love Irene Hoffman. Need a glass. Oh, shit. Okay. Evening all. Here we are. Jay Friends. Evening all. And Megan Young. Greetings from Northern California. Hello, Megan Young. And
Eureka.
Omri O'Ringer says yes. That's a sick one. Great actor. I'm sorry, I'm behind here. I want to know anything and everything. I don't have questions until I know more. Shit, you've been outed. That's so true. All right. David Lynch is asking favorite films. Well, Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, obviously, right? Isn't that David Lynch?
Mulholland Drive.
Oh, yeah, I do like that one. I do like that one. Although I have to admit that I needed it explained to me, as I did not get that movie. Watched it a bunch and then had to check the internet. I've always liked it because I like the pacing and everything. But and then your old client was in that one, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah,
he was in that. And remember, I told him, I was like, whatever. Too much inside scoop. But we did have a lovely weekend in Nashville with Billy Ray Cyrus once. Combing through Miley Cyrus's room.
My cat, the lady that I got the cat from, lives where he lives.
Nashville.
That same town.
No. He was, obviously, I say Nashville because that's the little town outside of. That's crazy.
Yeah. She just moved there.
Oh, that's
with
wild.
Her family.
Is he known? I mean, they're obviously known probably for the for living there. It's not like it's a secret. Oh, maybe it is a secret.
I don't think so.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's not say it, but it was pretty wild. It was pretty wild seeing pictures of Miley Cyrus all over the house because, you know, she lives there. It was weird going up to her room. He's like, here's Miley's room. I'm like, what? Very strange. Also, we found out the origination for Miley Cyrus's name. And I don't know if I won't say it here just because I don't know if we're supposed to. But we know it. we know where it comes from. Does anybody else, is it public knowledge? Because if it is, I'll say it.
I don't think it is.
I
don't think
Can
it
I make it. A guess?
Yeah, please. I don't think you'll get it, but
is
I'd love
it. Is it a combination of two names?
Yeah, it's a mashup.
Not, is it?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that doesn't All right. jive with what he told us, so probably no.
That was just my guess. I don't know.
What would they have been if I had said yes?
Michael and Haley.
It's very good. Very good. You're definitely a math guy. Definitely a math guy. You're like, this plus this equals this. Hey, I don't think it's a secret. It's just like, it's... I'm going to look it up. Where does Miley... Where did Miley Cyrus's name come from? I can't even spell Cyrus.
Producer Ariel is also Googling it on...
Awesome!
On YouTube as well.
Oh, she's the best. She's coming over tomorrow to work with Nicole.
Yep.
Well, then I'll let her do it, because I can't figure out iPhones anymore. Sometimes there's a little thing on the side where if you want to X out the window... Well, first of all I wanted to do was backspace, but somehow I X'd out the window, and then it turns out I didn't X out the window. It's now a microphone, and it went to some other thing, and I don't know what that is, so I have to close out of the app. And then the worst thing is with the new iPhone updates, when you reopen it up, like, the app is open again. It's like, oh, these are the apps that were open last time. I'm like, aah! And here's where you were. I'm like, aah! Kermit the Frog on the Muppet Show. Oh, Kirby. Piggy. Fucking last week, Thursday, the show was off the rails. Tonight, I'm off the rails. Great. Way to stay consistent. Okay, so I want to do a revisit real quick to the East Coast feed, TBT, while she's looking up Miley Cyrus's name. Because we did this one last week, but I want to play it again because I have the follow-up. Roll it out.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ryan. Just a nice Saturday here at BMW. I put the Porsches in the background because that's the subject of our tale today. Quick East Coast feed coming to you, obviously, from BMW. And this morning, we were delivering a $200,000 Porsche. I don't know what kind it was. Just forgive me because, you know, I'm not down with the whole thing. But anyway, here we go. Notice behind me this door. I think you can see it too well, but there's definitely broken glass. Oh, right. Because when the, and I say the quote, genius. I am showing you broken door. Do you know why? Because he's not a genius. So there's a genius. And he was going to deliver the car to a client who was signing the paperwork in the F&I office at the time. And then while he went to go bring the car out of the garage door here, the car was in gear. And if you're not familiar with stick shifts, if it's in gear and you let go of the clutch, it lurches forward and goes through the door. So it was a beautiful blue Porsche. It's somewhere hidden in the lot right now because I'm sure they don't want to let the client see it. But they did have to give them the bad news while they were buying the car that their car now smashed through a door. And they probably won't want it. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. I thought you'd enjoy that little Porsche humor from BMW on a random Saturday because I love working weekends.
Yeah. So I asked him. I said, you know, so what happened? Like, how does this, what's the resolve here? Because you've got a damaged car and some people who just bought it. That's no, you can't. It's no longer, if they're, even if they fix it and make it perfect, it's no longer worth what they just paid for it. It's no longer
perfect.
Yeah. The contract is null and void because the product they just bought is not the same. So I just said, hey, I meant to ask, what's the follow-up? And he said, they took another GT3 that didn't have a custom bumper. And I said, the old bait and switch. He goes, it's the crash and switch. Crash and switch. Da-dunch. Uh-oh. I'm going to break my glass. That's a crash. That's even better. So they took another GT3. Luckily, the BMW dealership has picked up on the fact that the Porsche resale market is bonkers. And apparently BMW Ridgefield now has quite the Porsche used car section.
Okay.
Not only did they smash this GT3, the customer just took another one. Wrote him on another one.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised. If you have been, I mean, imagine this was the customer. I mean, who knows what the situation was. But if you've wanted this car for a while and, like, you're there and you're going to pick it up and you've been looking forward to this and you're signing the paperwork and doing all the things, you're like, oh. But we have this other one. You're like, fine. You know what I mean? Rather than deflate and tell the people at work, yeah. Oh, I didn't get it. Oh, what happened? Oh, the fucking guy. Crazy. Okay, back to the YouTube comments. Favorite films from David Lynch. And I know that that's I said that wrong, but David Lynch is asking favorite films. I have so many that we would need to narrow it down. Well, this is interesting. His next comment, looking for some evergreen flicks, but I watched The Majestic with Jim Carrey that was recommended and loved it. That is one of my all-time favorite movies. And luckily, it was just $4.99 the other day. It's been $17.99 for weeks, but luckily it was $4.99 the other day. Once things are in the $4.99 category, we buy them on Apple TV. It's like bargain bin shopping.
Can't wait.
Loved it. Yeah, I loved that movie. Tomorrowland is one I like a lot. I mean, like a lot. But it depends on if you like that kind of movie or want that kind of movie. I believe that The Majestic is a beautiful, wonderful film, like that has something for everybody. It's not like, oh, I don't like that kind of movie. Oh, you mean good movies? You don't like a good movie? Do you know what I mean by that? It's not.
I do.
I would describe it as a classic film. In fact, it's a classic film made 20 years beyond when they were making movies like that.
Right.
TV shows included. Oh, man. Well, TV shows, we just watched it again, too. After someone else we recommended it to watched it and was enjoying it, we were like, hey, we should watch that again. Nine Perfect Strangers. It's on Hulu. Highly recommend. It's another one of those resort shows where like a bunch of people go to one place, like that Wild Orchid. It's not that. White Orchid. Not White Orchid.
White Lotus.
Wild Orchid was that. was the B movie from the 80s.
White Lotus.
Yeah,
and
White
I
Lotus.
I just read that the third worst. Season's going to be in Thailand.
Yeah, I heard that too. What do you think of that? Are you open to it now that we're...
I'm open.
Yeah. Depends on who the cast is, I guess.
Yeah.
We still enjoyed the first season better than the second, I think. Even though I enjoyed a lot of the people in the second movie. And just Hawaii. We were so attached to Hawaii in that first one.
Agreed.
We care about what Don does, Jay. Good shout out. We do care about what Don does. Here's the thing. As much as I love the Letterman YouTube channel, because that is the official place to get your Letterman content these days, I still... To say I prefer it is strong, but I still spend a tremendous amount of time on the Don Giller YouTube channel because of the formatting that he chose et cetera, et cetera. Oh, I don't know. Don't get me started. If you are going off-road, change tie rods.
No, I'm fine. I got the Sasquatch package. I'm covered.
He's got the Sasquatch package. Why are my... Hilarious. Oh, well, okay. I mean, Mike said what he said. Maybe there's more. Chance Mitchell, that's the last time I drive on the interstate. Was that crazy or what? David Lynch is Spielberg the... So what do you think? What do you think about the Fablemans? Because we have that, and our heads are itchy. Look at that. We did that at the same time. That was funny. What did people think about the Fablemans? We haven't watched it yet, and I'm not actually in that much of a hurry to watch it, even though I know we will. Do you care?
No.
But I should care because I like Spielberg and all the movies he made, but I also don't care.
I'm with you 100%. Like, I want to like it. And I know.
And maybe we will love it.
I know it will. Like, I have hope that it's going to be great, but I'm not in a hurry.
Crazy. Me too. That's awesome. All right. Yeah, I mean, speaking of which, like, Mike, like, you watch all of the stuff when it comes out, right? Like, you're on the frequency of the people. Is that fair to say? Like, when these things are launched, like, you get to them when they come. I mean, you watch the things the moment they come out. And live.
I can do it less and less these days than I used to be able to do because I'm so darn busy. But the things that I love, like... When a new episode of The Mandalorian comes out, I watch it at 12 as it flips over. Same with a new Letterman thing. I watch it at 12 as it flips over.
Yeah.
Certain movies, I'm there opening night. I used to be a very, very wide variety of those things. But as life has gotten more complicated, and as, I mean, the number, the content, like it's a fire hose now compared to what it used to be.
No doubt.
There's so much out there.
Yeah, totally agree. I think I had content burnout about 5 years when we started this show. I couldn't watch any more shit. I was like, let's just make some shit.
I get that.
I felt like we, you know, because our life sort of changed before everyone else's did by a couple of years. You know, everyone else sort of like, yeah, whatever. COVID was sort of like the definer for everybody else. And it seemed like ours was like 3 or 4 years or before that. I don't know. We watched Netflix a couple of years before everyone else did. I don't mean like, you know what I mean? We completed Netflix and then burnt out.
Yeah. Fair.
Shout out to Gabe's daughter, and I don't know her name. This is a small picture in general. I will never be able to get this tight enough, but for the sake of trying, because that's what we do. Whoop-a-doo. She took a tiny little Polaroid with a Hello Kitty thing, Hello Kitty camera. Well, that's pretty good. Not the clearest you've ever seen, but anyway, the picture is beautiful. Thanks to Gabe's daughter. Wish I knew your name. I hope to know it in the future. It's just really cute, and it will go up in the studio here with the other ones. Very happy to have it. Also from Fireball Tim, we have, because he knows what a big fan of Star Trek I am. So there's I want to call this the Millennium Falcon because it's round, but I knew it's not that. But the round one is the Millennium Falcon, but this is the Enterprise. Spitting a lot tonight, too. Sorry about that. Thirsty.
I had no idea.
And then also Fast and the Furious Spy Racers, which is apparently a cartoon. There's that. And then for Nicole, he said specifically here, it's a Ferrari, I think. But it's kind of a nondescript and it's got wings. And I really don't understand. But he's just the sweetest guy. So we love Fireball Tim. Look at all the toys. Mike, look, it's toy night. Look at all the toys on the desk. This is great.
I love toy night.
Look at all these. We have so many toys. It's crazy. Yeah, I'll have some bubbles here. In case anybody, if you didn't know, the world's best bubbles are made by Bubble Tree, the American bubble company. That's true, by the way. What was I in the middle of? Anything? Seemed like a couple of things. I was just getting the stuff off my desk, and now I've made a mess. Did we ever figure out Miley? Hey, Miley.
Yeah, you keep going in the YouTube comments.
Oh, okay,
you've
got
it.
Thanks, buddy. You're the best. Oh, here we go. David Lynch, Spielberg, and the family. The Cyrus story is so good. Oh, because I must have told her. Oh, she must know it already. She must have been there when I... Because I did tell it to somebody recently. Remember, we were at Garage and Social for GVBC. And
I remember
the kid there was from Kauai. And that's how
Hawaii
it came up.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, one of the hosts was from Kauai, and that's how it came up. I've worked with Billy a number of times. He is awesome. I have to agree with that. He was wicked cool. The whole family was wicked cool. I got drunk on whiskey with his brother, Uncle Mick, and we went all over their property on ATVs, and we went out to that, like, remember that far, the acreage way out with
10,
that?
Right?
No, it wasn't a tent. It was like a foundation from an old house that burned down 100 years ago, way before that, whatever the heck. It was so crazy. And then this jukebox collection, and then the outbuilding with all of the man cave with all of the trucks and cars and tractors and ATVs and all that fun shit.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, we were big fans too. And then I always keep forget. I would forget until I like looked at his face and he would say something just right. And he would be, I forget that he's the, don't break my heart, my achy, breaky heart. Remember that? I can't even believe it's the same guy. He plays the director, John Ford. No, that's not right, is it? Oh, he plays the, I see, plays the director, John Ford, in the, they're talking about two different movies. I was thinking of Billy Ray in Mulholland Drive. He plays like the, is he the boyfriend? The adult that the girl, that the director's wife is sleeping with, Billy Ray.
I don't remember.
You don't?
No.
Oh. So far, it's not the story you told me. It's about a nickname, Smiley. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not. That's cute though, because like if she was a smiley baby, but it's not what we were told. which is good. Then I won't say it because there may be a story out there that's different than what you told us. Just speak the text. According to the one site, she was born destiny because her dad felt it was destiny for her to be in this world, and she changed it to Miley in 2008 from a baby Nick named Smiley. Interesting. So does that mean that Hannah Montana came around in 2008 or later? God, I thought all that was before. Crazy. Or it could just show the bullshit in this. Because it's what her parents always called her, it became her stage name. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, I think there might be something to that. Maybe a concoction of different things. Because the thing Billy said fits into that, but the origin was a different place. Kia will be releasing the first flying car. Yeah, they fucking did it. That thing took a beating, man. Flip fully landed on it, and then...
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, it's this. I figure we're probably already going to be on YouTube.
First thing I thought was, it's a good thing there wasn't more cars on the road.
Yeah, somebody chimed in, said that car had just exited the carpool lane, and whatever, they had some sort of they were pretty upset about it. Somebody had a trigger about exiting the carpool lane. And I don't know. I didn't see that part of the clip. It looked like they were just driving in front of this car as far as I could see.
It's all they
saw. But it is absolutely timing. It's crazy timing. I mean, that is literally what act of God is. There's no way. Like, all of those things happened at the same place at the same time for that.
You couldn't make that happen.
I don't think so.
No way.
It's weird shit like that that makes me believe in God, because I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. That was hilarious. Because they're okay. Speaking of another one today in L.A., they're not okay. A guy stole a cop car, Grand Theft Auto style, and then led the police on a huge chase and then bailed out Grand Theft Auto style and died. Got out of the car, mid-chase, car crashed, hit the ground hard and looked like he Marty McFly, when it looked like it was one of those and really bad. Anyway, the guy died. But right out of the game, straight out of the game. It's crazy. Los Santos in the news again. Grand Theft Auto fans, nobody? No one? Should I switch to Twitch?
I love it, but I don't talk because I talk a lot.
Vice City was my favorite.
Yeah, I like Vice City too. You know, they're coming out with another one, but you know what? All right, here's my real thoughts on this. I liked Vice City because it was the new one. I didn't like it as much as, was Los Santos the first one? What was the first? Oh, I think it was
GTA 3,
and they called it. Yeah, but whatever. The one I did like a lot, though, and maybe because of my attachment to New York, was Liberty City. I hope we get to go back to Liberty City at some point. You remember you could. There was a way to get into the Statue of Liberty. You could hack it if you landed in the right place and walked in a certain thing. There were rooftop apartments inside. It's probably all the same, but I really liked Liberty City.
I like that one too. Vice City was my favorite because I have such a soft spot for Miami Vice, and that's what it felt like.
Oh, that's what they were going for big time. I mean, hence Vice City, right? But it was all everything looked like Michael Mann made it.
Totally. And I love Michael Mann, so there you go.
The sunsets and the high saturation.
Yep. By the way, the Marconi Museum a while back put in the Instagram, comedy show at the Marconi Saturday, Adam Ferrara, and then, how's my girlfriend? She's hot, you're not.
That's going to be from John himself. Every text exchange goes something like that. He sends me a plug for the museum. I tell him, yes, I saw it. I've already reposted it. And he goes, give my girlfriend a big kiss for me. Or something to that effect. We love the Marconis so goddamn much. It's ridiculous. I can't wait to see them soon. I fucking love the Marconis. Speaking of, Adam Ferrara will be at the Marconi Museum April 1st. Check out eventbrite.com/Marconi for tickets, ticket availability. I think there are some tickets available, but it is filling up. It will be a sold-out show for sure. Late night playset 5th anniversary party / autoimmunity foundation fundraiser and a TV taping for this very show. April 15th, 2023. Not, we're not in the teens anymore. Also, the Hello Deli. Get your late show, get your officially licensed late show with David Letterman merchandise while you can from the Hello Deli. It goes something like this. your only source for officially licensed late show with David Letterman. Okay, hello-deli.com. Say hello to Rupert. Say hi to for Nicole. Because
sometimes I can't.
Yeah, today. Lately.
Certainly today.
Yeah. Is there any kind of update on that? I mean, you know, we're doing stuff. People know we're doing stuff. You're trying to get a new medication paid for by insurance. But, I mean, do you have, like, a lot of hope in that? Or is it just one of those things you're doing it because it's the right thing to do?
I have hope in that.
It's, oh, okay.
Those vials of blood were tested, and I didn't have some infection that would have disqualified me.
Right. But you're clear.
Yeah.
Good.
So I made 3 calls this morning, and hopefully that infusion will be scheduled soon.
Well, that would be great, especially if you believe in it. For a while there, it wasn't the case. And if you believe in it, then it could work.
This could be a good one.
Great. Also, Mike, how about you? Worst, like, car of your youth car story? Any kind of corners you cut or any stories?
Okay, so my parents had a driveway on a slant, and it was a gravel driveway. And here in Western Canada, we do get snow. My mom drove a 1960 Rambler Super, push-button automatic, very round, very finny, kind of looked almost like a 57 Chev in some ways. Backing down the driveway.
What year was it?
1960.
We literally saw, like, that car the other day, a red one at the, that's what David Keynes and I were looking at.
A Rambler Super. Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
That's cool. So the bumper, it had 2 bumpers, both chrome, and both had like chrome with protruding bubbles that came out of the chrome on each side. And so I was backing down the driveway. I hit the brakes, slid on ice right across the road, right into the car parked across the street. I was all of 16 years old. I had just gotten my license, and I was mortified and petrified. You know, really at the end of the day, it was the bottom panel of the door that had 2, you know, stainless steel bubble dents in it. It got fixed for $400, but to me as a 16-year-old, that was a lot of money. Might as well have been all of my money.
Oh, heck.
And but yeah, so there you go. That was the one that I had that still is traumatic to this day. So thank you for letting me revisit that moment. Hopefully I'm releasing it now.
I have to tell you, that's not that bad. I mean, if you're not looking for some release, not. That's not that bad.
No.
I've got a handful of those because they're like, they're not worth counting. My first ever kind of anything is very similar to that. I had taken the car. My dad was ill. He was dying of cancer, and so I've got your pity now, right? So we're going with the sympathy right off the bat, playing the sympathy card. My dad was dying of cancer at the time, but I had a, you know, that Honda Accord hatch that we posted and talked about the other day. Look at that, I'm fucking flying here. And he had the Jeep Cherokee Limited, much nicer, better for the snow. This is the winter of 96. I told you it snowed every damn day in that winter. Anyway, he let me take his car, but I was sort of dishonest about where exactly I was going. And, you know, I mean, I said I was going to hang out with my friends, which was true, but I didn't tell him that these friends were in Poughkeepsie and that, like, I'm going far. He thought, like, I'm going to Norwalk, you know, and because I was very careful with my wording. I was like, well, they live closer to town, you know, by the city, you know, New York City. No, not New York, you know, just right over there. God. Anyway, the long story, the short of it was I didn't do anything that wrong. But of course, it's the night there's an issue. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Like the one time. And it makes it seem like I do that all the time, which I didn't. So what happened was we were in a fast food parking lot, not parking lot, drive-through line. And there was a handful of us in the car, and somebody wanted to add something to the order after we had, he after we were done. And we were like, oh, can we add one thing? And the guy was like, no, I'm sorry. You're going to have to drive around. And I was like, well, I'm not going to drive. That's ridiculous. They can't add it to the order. So I thought, oh, I'll just back up off the pad and then I'll just put it right back on the pad. And they're like, hey, it's us again. Can I have a little whatever they, add a cheeseburger or whatever. I don't know why. Like 2 seconds ago, there wasn't somebody behind me. But for some reason, I didn't even check to see if somebody had pulled up behind me because there wasn't a second ago. And I literally just backed this, my dad's Jeep Cherokee, right into the headlight of a fucking another car. Same exact thing you're talking about, except I was not careful for the different reasons. There was another factor. And sure enough, I had to fucking, the guy was fine. There was no big deal. But I had to, tell my dad that I broke his fucking taillight and then we had to get the thing fixed and the whole bit. And it was very, very embarrassing. And I think we sent the guy a check for $200 or whatever it was because his car was old and it wasn't a big deal. But it's the exact same type of like, oh, you don't know the things to be careful for yet. They haven't happened to you, so you haven't learned the lesson. You had to have stuff like that. Everybody does.
Yeah, I did.
Anything you want to share?
I spun that Saturn off a median because I didn't see it. It was snowy.
You hit the median and then?
It was snowy and they plowed but left. Plowed around the median and I hit it because I thought it was farther over.
So you just kind of bumped it.
And I spun the car. Yeah.
In the snow.
Yes.
Scary.
Terrifying, but it.
But no bad crash or anything, right?
And it drove fine.
Did you even hit anything else or did you just kind of.
Thankfully, just the median.
Just the snow and stuff. Yeah. So just the wheels and tires, not the body.
Yes.
Got it.
And then one other time leaving school, I stopped short and brought a Volkswagen something on my car, on the hood, lifted it up.
You stopped short.
And had that slant-nose Saturday and went under a car and...
Are you trying to tell me you rear-ended somebody?
Yes.
Everyone heard she stopped short, right?
Oh, I
that's my move.
So you, yeah, exactly. So you rear-ended somebody.
Yes.
You didn't stop short. You didn't stop at all.
Yes, and I remember all of it. My friend was messing with the radio, and I told her to stop because Dave Matthews crashed into me. Come on, and then I hit the car. Oh, yeah.
Crash into me now.
Boom.
Oh.
It's awful.
Hilarious.
I can't you made it happen. To that song anymore.
Holy crap. That's incredible. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
It was a Jetta that I put on my car of a tire.
So good. So good. Just seen John Wick in theaters. IMAX was glued for 3 hours. I am not a fan of the John Wick movies. Although I haven't seen past some of the first one because I just wasn't into the shoot 'em up of it at all. Bubble Tree bubbles are the best. And with that, I got to run. Love y'all.
Can I say something about those bubbles?
Okay.
You sent me home. I came and saw you guys. And when I came and saw you guys, you sent me home with some Bubble Tree bubbles. My granddaughter and I, over the last 6 months, have been absolutely enthralled, and we're almost out of them. They are so great. I cannot give a bigger endorsement to Bubble Tree Bubbles. They will take a four-year-old girl and create whimsy and a lovely experience.
You're going to need to come visit because we have cases of this stuff.
Okay.
I'll send you home with some.
We'll bring home a Bronco full.
Oh, yeah, you're driving. You actually can. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine at customs? Like, what? Well, there's no customs, but they do check you at the border, don't they? Like, what's
oh,
in all these
customs. Oh,
things
yeah.
of bubbles? Bubble fluid. Yeah, right.
Yeah. That'll be fun to explain.
Can you bring, like, alcohol and stuff across?
Yeah, but there's
I don't know what you... I don't know what's...
Can it... That border used to be pretty lax. I don't know what it's like now, but they were...
I know a friend who, my old roommate Lori's brother, couldn't get into Canada because he had a DUI years ago here.
That's the one thing. They don't let you travel or go to their country at all with a DUI.
Hilarious.
They're very stringent about that.
Even though it was years
before.
It's both
ways.
They don't care.
Say it again, Mike.
Yeah. It's both ways. I have a friend, same thing. He had to get a DUI expunged before he could go back to America. Driving. Flying, he was okay, but driving across is where he ran into trouble.
But what if it was 10 years before? What, in this country, I think a DUI is only on your, it's either 10 or 15 years, but whatever. Say the period is expired and it's no longer, you know, whatever. Is that okay? Or just the fact that you ever had one at all?
Yeah, he might have had to get his expunged because it was within the last 5 years or something. That might be the case. But yeah, he could fly, no problem. Like, no problem. But driving in, he always had an issue.
Wendy, I can fly.
I can fly. You look like...
Is it Tinkerbell, right? Had the whole thing?
Yeah.
Wendy, I can fly. And I'm kind of a 44-year-old, 22-year-old, so this is very, very funny. What happens at the end of Peter Pan? Does he get eaten by Hook or something? What happens? I mean, I know that doesn't happen, but something happens to Hook. What happens to Peter Pan?
You got me.
Really?
Yeah, no, you got me.
How do we not know?
Hook goes and gets eaten by a crocodile and Peter Pan and returns all the kids home, doesn't he?
Does he ever grow up? Doesn't he? Isn't there some sort of, what's Peter Pan's arc?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he just a 45-year-old?
I feel like he rules Never Neverland with an iron fist.
What?
I said I feel like he rules Never Neverland with an iron fist. I don't know.
Shtick again. Serious question here. I wonder. Oh man, I'm gonna have to. God damn it. Read Peter Pan now. Jesus Christ.
Ariel left.
Now I understand what Letterman always meant with, like, I wouldn't give my troubles to a monkey on a rock. I get it. I fucking get it. Once you sit at this desk long enough, it all makes sense. Oh yeah, more YouTube comments. Hang on. That's great. Great. Thanks for all the comments tonight. New Succession season 4 is, can't wait for Barry season 4. Oh, okay. So you really do watch a lot of stuff. All right. Well, we watch a lot of stuff too. We told you about the 9 perfect strangers.
Yes.
Is it?
That's what I have seen it as.
Is it 9 perfect strangers?
That's what I've seen.
Do you know why I don't want to say that? Because of perfect strangers. Crossing Laddie and Balky?
It sounds like that, but I've seen...
Ah, boo. All right. Well, that's probably what my hang up is about it. All right. So now at least I can get it out of the way. And I just watched Beverly Hills Cop the other night, and that has Balky in it, you know? Serge. Selge. Aquapulli. I actually, here's true confession. This is where the. All right, here's the truth. I watched Beverly Hills Cop 3 the other night. which is like the worst Beverly Hills Cop, okay? It's so bad. But I wanted to see if it was as bad as I remembered because I knew it was pretty bad. Here's how the Beverly Hills Cop saga goes down. It's Martin Brest, right? He did some fantastic movies in the 80s. He directed it. The second one, Tony Scott. Some fantastic movies from the 80s. The third one, John Landis. Not that he hasn't made good movies. He did kill that guy on Twilight Zone, but...
Different kind of movies.
Different kind of movies, exactly. So no wonder it's all like fucking goofball and whatever. Like Axel Foley goes to Animal House or something. It's really weird. Anyway... Aquapulli. Billy, I remember you. Do you remember? Selge.
I did like how Judge Reinhold, I liked his arc in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
I agree with you completely. I actually like his arc through all three movies. All right, here's the, all right, we're getting, here's the real confession. I watched all three back, all three Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Yeah, I had no problem.
In the background. They were on in the background while I was doing other things. So he has a nice arc throughout all of them. I missed Taggart in the third one big time because they got Hector Elizondo in there sort of filling that role because Taggart was gone and retired. The second movie is not nearly as good as the first one, but it's in some ways better because they explore more of the Billy, the Taggart, and the Billy Rosewood kind of thing. There's just more of them. it's the same thing with The Fugitive and U.S. Marshals. U.S. Marshals, to me, is a great movie, even though it's not a great movie. I'll watch it over and over and over because it's just more of the part I liked from The Fugitive, all of the Tommy Lee Jones and his little cronies, you know? This is similar. Feels very similar.
All right.
It's not good, though. It's so not good.
No.
Lloyd Braun's in it. Is it Lloyd Braun? No, it's a different actor. It's not Lloyd Braun. It's a different guy who seems like him, though. It's terrible. They've ruined some cars that I have had versions of, though. They ruined a red Dodge Stealth in the beginning, which was a bummer because I totally wanted that. The Letterman car. They ruined the car that Letterman literally drove. The car that NBC drove, gave to Dave that he used to drive into the city. They ruined a duplicate of that in the beginning. And then later on, they ruin maybe they don't ruin this. I think they do. A Porsche 968 Cabriolet, which would be very desirable these days. In Ruby Stone, which is insanely desirable today.
Very showy.
Did not remember that from the movie. When both of those came on, I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. It's like the best part of the whole damn. Not good. It was so low budget. And this is another weird thing, because aren't they... It was Bruckheimer. Who put out, what studio put out those movies? Fox, right? 20th Century Fox, I think.
I think.
It's not Warner Brothers. It's not Universal. Anyway, whatever it is, the whole third one is shot at two Los Angeles amusement parks, both Magic Mountain and Universal Studios. All of that. Remember, it's the they call it Alien Encounter or something with all the robots because it looks like Battlestar Galactica stuff. But it's the earthquake ride at Universal. I mean, like, without even badging over, they called it something else, I guess, but everything was identical. There's good stuff in it, but God, it was terrible. Fucking. We'll do the last 15 minutes on Beverly Hills Cop.
Just so you know, in the YouTube comments, Irene has given us the end of Peter Pan.
Oh, thank God. She's a godsend. Here we go. Well, I'll find you.
She rocks.
I'm coming, Irene! when you speak into the microphone on your phone. Oh, no. What? Say that again. When you Google, just speak into the microphone. Oh, no, I don't use that Siri. I don't like that Siri at all. I'm not into that. Talking to my phone. Vice City is radio stations and ads were glorious. See, that's interesting. People love the radio stations in Grand Theft Auto. I turned the radio off always in every driving game, period. And I have a big gripe with a couple of them that only let you go down to one, like Forza Horizon. That's crap. You should be able to go down to zero. That's absolute crap. And then somebody was like, well, you can find another station that's off. And I'm like, I mean, okay, fine. But then you have to do that every time. Whatever. I'm coming, Irene. I'm coming. In light rain, my uncle put the brakes of his 69 Porsche just before a 90-degree turn. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. And we spun three times before tearing up a yard. Very, very lucky. Okay. Maybe just a little too much. And 69 is a short wheel. No, it's the first year with a long wheelbase, I guess. Whatever. I don't know. I might be wrong about that. I think the 69 is the first year of the long wheelbase. Either way, those old 911s come around for sure. Peter Pan delivers the children but refuses to stay. In the book, Peter comes back to see Wendy and take new adventures, but when he returns, he no longer knows the children. Because when you decide to grow up, you forget. You let go of that piece of you. Is that what the idea is there? That's interesting. No longer remembers them. Tragic. Not serious. No, not serious. She's like, no, you idiot. Google. Well, hang on now. Let's just not get nuts here, Irene. Yeah, no, that's the same thing. It's using the same. No, I don't like it. So you just push this. Oh, she was trying to explain to me how phones work now, and I was saying I don't understand. I know, but see, that means enable dictation, and I have it off on my phone on purpose because I have Siri off on my phone, so I can't do what you do, and I don't want to. I don't like it. I don't like typing, but I don't like it thinking it's learned my patterns and stuff. My biggest problem with AI is it's not as smart as it thinks it is. It thinks, oh, blah, 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 this plus this equals this. And then that's a rule forever to eternity. And it's like, nothing is like that. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is black and white. In the world, universe, period, nothing is black and white. Good and evil would be the closest things that I could possibly relate to black and white. And I'm telling you, it's nothing but gray between those two. Nothing but gray.
Great.
Man, I am on some kind of soapbox tonight. I don't know what I have to prove. I don't know what is going on. What the fuck? And another thing, I'll tell you something else. Who's sipping that coffee? What happened to that coffee? Maybe I need more coffee. Not enough coffee. Oh, what is it? Oh, at least the mugs are different tonight. I think probably lessons for me would be Honda Accord, rain, pushing it, always pushing it, because I was always testing limits of everything when I was younger, period. My mother instilled the boundary pushing button in me. And it was coming around the Saugatuck, I think it's the Saugatuck Reservoir, Aspetuck Reservoir, Saugatuck Reservoir, whatever the one in Redding, I think it's the Saugatuck Reservoir. And anyway, coming around a turn, I've done this drive up, I mean, 100 times, maybe more already. And this time it was just, I was pushing it and it was rainy and I didn't slow down enough for the turn and I just went straight. And luckily it was a place where straight meant right up an incline into the double-sided post with the arrows that go this way. It tells you that there's a big turn. But it was all so slow that by the time I just literally maybe kissed that sign, no damage to the car. There was mud and dirt and stuff like in the bumper and whatever, but because it was that Honda Accord, no damage. But the lesson was firmly implanted. And from that moment forward, I was always kind of trying to figure out not only what happened there, but how far over and whatever. And it's what I say I'd driven that road 100 times. I probably had just gotten my license now. You recall I was driving since I was 13 because my mom didn't used to like to drive. So I was just the family driver since I was 13. So this was just my first time doing it alone, which is probably why I was coming in hot. Anyway, it was probably the first thing that taught me the physics of weight transfer and how all of that works and why you need all four contact patches for most of your driving. And I didn't know what I was learning until I went to racing school later. But that is what I learned that night from that mistake. And I got so lucky because it was a freebie. It was a free mistake. No damage, no nothing. I didn't even have to tell anybody about it.
Those are good lessons.
Fucking, you didn't hurt anybody or damage anybody's property. You didn't break your own shit.
The older I get, I'm so thankful that my oopses went that way.
We were having a conversation like this the other day with a big group of people at GBBC, and these are all adults now, but we were all telling stories from back when we were in our 20s, and everybody had the stories of like, don't know how I got home. We used to drink and drive back then, and we knew it was wrong, but we did it anyway. I mean,
I
would never do it now.
Podcast with Bert Kreischer, and he talked about that too.
Really?
Like, yeah. Of just
it's going
things
around.
Are different now.
More accountability, I think.
People seem to take different things into account now.
We joke about the drunk driving. We're not joking about it. But we were talking about drunk driving before. In my dad's day, if you got a DUI, the cops would probably drive you home. Like, as long as you were okay and whatever, yeah. Like, all right, well, you know. or I remember hearing stories about this, and I can't remember if it was my family or somebody else, but, like, they're in my day type stories where the cops would, like, pull you over, figure, oh, Barney's drunk again. And then they would, all right, follow me home or I'll follow you home or whatever. And then they'd make sure they got
make
there.
Sure.
Make sure they pulled in the driveway and then wave goodbye.
Bye.
Canada too.
Back roads. Hey, man, what are you doing? You make sure you take the back roads home. That was like when I learned to drive.
Stay off the main roads. Yep. Stay off the main roads.
Yep.
And it's funny that
and
all
then
those
mad Mothers Against Drunk Drivers came and screwed it all up.
MAD was That's good, but wasn't MAD just an answer to DARE? Even the font looked the same to me. It was the same people, I assure you.
Well, now I'm going to be up all night. Which came first?
Oh, you got me there. I assumed it all came from Nancy Reagan. And Ariel's not here to look it up for us.
I'll have the answer for the next show because this is going to bug me. I had a moment too, like Nicole triggered me when she talked about her spin out moment. My first truck was a little red 87 Dodge Dakota. My second vehicle was a red Chevy full size, but short box with the Vortex 6 in it. And it had big thick tires. It was lowered a little bit. And I remember the first week I had it, I was given it the same throttle that I would give my little Dodge Dakota, which had a four cylinder in it. And I was turning off the highway and I gunned it the same way that I would, you know, you get outside the turn and you gun it. Well, the points were different now. And I gunned it and I spun the truck around and it did a full 360. And I stopped basically pointing up the hill. And I was like, holy crap. And no other cars around, thank gosh. But it was like, oh my God. And yeah, so thanks, Nicole.
I know it's the same, almost the same type of deal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She totally triggered me when she said it. I was like, oh yeah, I had one of those.
It's funny how they come back to you, right?
Yep.
Because it was the conversation we had in the big group the other day that made me think of this. And then you see the video like today, if you don't know what we're talking about, here, check this out. That, you know, there's a possibility there that that's somebody who put some rims on their truck on the cheap, you know, and thought, oh, well, this, what's the difference? And that is one of those lessons learned.
Lesson learned.
Torque after 50 miles, folks.
Yeah, especially if you're putting new shit on.
Yeah.
What's one of the reasons that... and this doesn't prevent it unless it's properly maintained, like you just said, with the torques. But it's one of the reasons that we switch our cars to studs instead of bolts. The German cars use bolts. And studs, I just think, are better. I like it better. It's certainly more convenient hanging a tire on and off, you know. And just the fact that they're fucking stronger. it's never going to shear off. Not the stuff that we put on there. And I know that I put it on, so I know it's good, you know? You know?
Yes.
I mean, you drive around in the way we do. Do you ever feel like a wheel's going to fall off?
No, I don't.
I would tell you, if I felt like a wheel was going to fall off, I'd pull over and you'd be like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I default to you on that.
You can't feel anything through your butt anymore, huh? It's just numb all the time?
No, and it's really heavy, and that's all I feel.
Your butt's heavy?
Everything from the waist down. It's just
weighing you down. Yeah, you don't have the ability to move that stuff, so basically you're feeling the gravity of Earth all the time.
Yeah.
They say when you get older, gravity's a bitch. They always told us. We didn't know what they meant. Yes. It takes energy to keep your body up, but not when you're young. You're just, woo!
It sounds about right.
All right, let's close this up here.
And I thought they were referring to balls hanging lower.
What does he mean?
Gravity, I think.
Oh. Well, that's real. that one's real. Oh yeah, herbally enhanced. Oh yeah, you know, it's obviously, yeah, you know, whatever. I didn't do that then. You know what I mean? I didn't discover. It's funny. I discovered drinking late too. I mean, for most people, the when you discover drinking at the legal drinking age, it's kind of like you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Greetings from Tony. Oh, by the way, speaking of people on the blue card, Tony Roger Fishman's going to be here soon, next month, for the NAMM show. Remember they used to do that every year, and then COVID? Well, we're starting it up again.
Glad to see Tony.
He's got the Fairchild Project he's unveiling at NAMM, the NAMM show, and then we're doing the after show here. And he always brings some fun goodies, too. And Scott's coming, too, who you love, Scott. Fun. From Telefunken. Telefunken not only sponsors all the microphones on this show, that's what they do. but we have stickers on our cards.
But they also sponsor our car.
Well, that's not true. I mean, that's not true. What?
Wasn't it someone from Telefunken who said that your little possession there we were talking about earlier is potentially the most...
Oh, I don't want to say that. Don't say it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to say it because I don't like that. I don't want that. I don't want that. I know what you're going to say, and I don't want that.
Okay.
It's like a... I don't want the pressure. I really don't want the pressure.
Okay.
I don't want the responsibility.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
I apologize. We have said it on the show before.
No, no, no. It's okay. If he's right, then we got an Indiana Jones this fucker, and it belongs in a museum. You know what I mean? Like, even Don's isn't right at that point. It doesn't go back to Dave either. It belongs in a museum, if that's the case. But who are we to make a determination right now? I like things when they're valueless. Priceless means it's not worth anything to me, not it's worth everything in the world.
Okay, fair point.
Thanks for knowing. Thanks for backing down. I said it here once, and afterwards I was like, why'd you say that? I wouldn't know about those guys if it wasn't for this show,
by the way.
Huh?
I wouldn't know about Telefunken if it wasn't for this show.
So I'm
glad they sponsor you, yeah.
I love them, and if you watch Saturday Night Live, the musical guest, they're using Telefunken. They really they are a superior product. They make incredible equipment. It's not cheap, so it's not like people on like road tours and whatever. They're still going to go for the Shure 58 or whatever the heck because it's just sort of known as the industry standard. You can bang it up. These are every bit as strong and sturdy. If not more, they just cost a little bit more because they're better. They're just better. Love Tony and love that he was willing to do this with us. Like, you know, he sponsors Fish and Lady Gaga and John Mayer and The Dead and stuff like that. You know, wow. And we are the only non-musical act that Telefunken sponsors. We're the only car talk show weird fucking whatever this is. That's not like somebody famous and deserving of the equipment. So they've been with us from the beginning. The cheap Amazon mics, which was the only thing we bought, ironically, for the podcast in the beginning. Cheap Amazon mics, and we went straight to Telefunken, which was amazing.
That was very cool.
They also
very good to know.
The company back in the old days made the radios that were in Porsche 356s. If you look at an old Porsche 356 in the radio, and you'll see the Telefunken logo on there. So there's a tie-in as well. And this is where Tony will talk more about this, but it was also used quite a bit during the Hitler era of World War II for not such great, you know, they made microphones and megaphones and stuff like that for not such great use. And when Tony bought the company and rebooted the company, he is a Jew from Connecticut, as he likes to say himself, who wanted to invert the vibrations of the history of this company so that they only put out good vibes. He knew it was a superior product. He wanted to change the story so that people could love the product again, which is sort of what has happened over the years to Volkswagen, Porsche, many, many other companies.
Mm-hmm.
Braun. I think of a lot of German companies from that time that if we didn't get over it, people still wouldn't have their shit.
A lot of people are changing their story, and it's good.
Let's see. Here we go. Oh, gosh. Here we go. Yep. Got that. Right. Greetings. Okay. Hi, Nicole. Says Tony. The thumbs ups. We got the microphone love, which is excellent. Can't wait to see you again. Thank you. Built by hand in Connecticut, which is incredible.
Wow.
My ears were burning again. I need to focus here, Don Giller. That's the connection. Yes. And good vibes, which is Tony's mantra. Good vibes. Tony started as a taper at dead shows, meaning those people who would have the long sticks with the recorders up there or the microphones up there. And he was one of those people that would catalog and log all the shows before they did it officially back in the old days, like everybody would do it. Remember, we went to a show and we could have that show. Yes. I think we downloaded it afterwards or whatever. Came with a ticket. So cool.
All the shows are a little different.
Everyone's different. It's all jam, right? So it's there. Everyone's different.
And then that's me. I went through a period in my 20s. Oh, sorry. I used to collect bootlegs of my favorite bands. And there was a period where, like, there's a whole subculture when it comes to, you know, your favorite bands and the different shows and all of that stuff. And there were companies in Italy that they made, like, these professional bootleg CDs of these concerts of your favorite bands. And then Pearl Jam cracked the code. They used to, after every show for a while, you used to be able to leave. As you're exiting the building, you'd get a little paper bag with a CD in it of that night's show.
How did they do that?
Yeah. I know. It's so cool.
No, so how did they do that? How could you leave the venue with a hard copy?
A whole bunch of
the
CDs. Yeah. It was neat. Like, if you go on eBay and you look for some of these Pearl Jam gig CDs, there's all sorts of them.
But you understand my question, right? How does one press a CD, one CD, let alone 5,000 CDs, before the end of the show to give out at the end of the show? It's, like, not possible.
Good question.
Yeah, nowadays, it's like, there's a digital code, and this is what it's going to be, and we'll put your link up tonight.
Yeah,
and
the old technology doesn't allow for that.
Super cool, though. Louis, wasn't it Louis or Jim Gaffigan? Who did it first? Louis? Did the $5 special?
Louis.
Sort of did the same thing and broke the mold with the $5 special, putting it out, self-publishing online. And that sort of changed the game for that whole industry.
It took everyone fighting for a distributor. It
out of the equation.
Let everyone know they could do it themselves.
Takes that fight out of the equation.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. He has the answer. They used to have many CD burners going after the show. Wow. Now it's all downloads. Wow. I mean, that's ridiculous. What a cool thing.
Yep.
That's amazing to have it with you when you leave.
They have so many burners.
That's crazy.
That's one area where I feel
one for each. What?
I was just gonna say, I'm sorry, Jay. That was one area where I feel kind of bonded to Don Giller. He may not feel the same kind of bonding, but I know that he's got a lot of very rare recordings of some of his favorite artists, and I the same thing. I've got a ton of rare recordings. They're just different artists, right?
Right.
But I used to love the treasure hunt of going to some of these music stores that, you know, sometimes they're very secretive in the back. Hey, do you have any, and you don't say bootlegs. You go in there and say bootlegs. They're like, narc. You say,
right.
Hey, do you have any live recordings?
Ooh.
And many times if they'll look at you and they'll look you up and down and go, yeah, come back over this way.
That's interesting because you even say the word bootleg, you're implying a crime.
Yeah.
A criminal activity versus like some live recordings. It's just ambiguous.
Right. Totally.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was an ultimate treasure hunt. It was so fun to do that in the 90s.
What bands did you like?
A lot of the alternative stuff, but
I do care.
Faith No More.
Faith No More, really? Okay.
They were my number one. Them and Nine Inch Nails were my number one. I had probably 30 or 40 bootlegs of each of those bands.
You're so hardcore for how sensitive you are. Like, your musical choices are so hardcore for how sensitive you are.
Perhaps.
It's an interesting dichotomy.
Yeah, I mean, the Nine Inch Nails, you give me a good mosh pit. I've been saying this for the last couple years.
God.
I haven't been in a good mosh pit for a long time. I need a good mosh pit.
Oh, my God. Stay away from me, everybody. Get away from me. Oh, my neck hurts just thinking about it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I would give my troubles to a monkey on a rock. I'm telling you, it just comes with it. Ugh. Now it's all downloads. I want you to know I'm bringing Nicole an orange microphone for MS Awareness. Absolutely.
Oh.
Please do. And in fact, we'd love to do a giveaway if you want to do, you know, some orange microphones or whatever. Anything you want to do. We're
Thanks.
Grateful and love it. It's an orange microphone. It's so cool.
That's awesome, Tony. Thanks.
We've done the time. Are we good here? Does everyone feel good about this?
I feel good.
Time to go make the dinner. Oh, you know what? One more time for old time's sake. Yeah, and as that was playing, I happened to look at my phone, and the most recent comment is from Bogey from All Girls Garage. Holy crap, that's terrifying. What is she referring to? Okay, now that you've seen it that way so many times, can you even imagine that clip without that music?
No.
No way!
The first time I heard it, I was like, yeah, of course.
You know when it's just so in perfect. Your head and you're like, I'm here. I'd have to mute other people's music nothing, so I could listen to my shit in my head and be like, I think the timing is perfect. And
nothing then when I went, else makes sense.
And then when I went to go look, when I went to go actually do it to like apply it to be like, is my brain right? Is this perfect? It was perfect. All right. On that note, did I tell you all this stuff? Shit. Hello, Daily. We did that. Dual Shift GVBC merchandise available at Dual Shift. Also, keep in mind, there's going to be a GVBC pop-up. Up at Luftgekult in Northern California on April 26th. Oh, shit. You know, that's not too far from you. I mean, it's still very far from you, but it's 6 hours closer than here. So we'll be there for that, giving out stickers. And if I can convince David Dual Shift to come, which I'm in the process of doing, perhaps there'll be a Dual Shift pop-up as well where you can then buy the shirts and the hats in person up at Luftgekult Weekend in Northern California. So that's all possible as well. And the more we talk about it, I think the more likely it is to happen. Also, Byron Bowers, Spiritual N-Word on Hulu around L.A., byronbowers.com. Check it out. We know you have many, many options for your viewing entertainment. We would like to thank you very much for choosing the CNC show here in the LNP. LNP is brought to you by the Autoimmunity Foundation. The AIF is supported by financial contributions from viewers like you. Please consider supporting today. Or for find out more information, go to autoimmunityfoundation.org.
Autoimmunityfoundation.org.
And on that note, I think we're done. Friday, you've got Bill Carter on the Letterman podcast. Is that right?
Yeah, this Friday is Bill Carter. That was a really fun episode.
We'll talk about it more on Thursday, but Friday morning.
Sure.
I look forward to that. And there's a couple more comments came in before we leave. Let's see. Oh my gosh, a few things have popped in here. All right, let's see. Yes, says Tony, definitely to the Giving Something Away. Nine Inch Nails and Faith No More are my all-time favorites too. Absolutely what? Hilarious. He is coming at his, breaking his comedy shell right here. Ouch, hilarious. He's joking. Good night, all. Good night, Jay Franz. Good night, Irene Hoffman. This is where it turns into Romper Room. Good night, everybody. And I see so-and-so. Tony, Yellow Car is awesome. Yellow Car will be featured on OPP soon with Magnus. It's going into TLG for a little checkup before it does, just to make sure everything's good. I saw it getting painted. No, people are confused by that. It says TBT in 2016. I made sure to say that first. And then I was like, in 2016, Yellow Car got a new paint job. And everyone's like, whoa, it looks great. We're going to have to stay away from you on the crest. Okay. Holy crap. It's like 300 likes already on that picture of the painted yellow car. Whoa, looking hot. Everyone thinks it happened now. TBT 2016, Yellow Car got a full Windows Out respray.
That feels so long ago.
It was a long time ago. It was a long time ago. We still feel like we've only had this car 5 years. It's like eight. Anyway, that's about it. Thursday. Well, tomorrow I'm going to do a GVBC scout run. Tomorrow I'm going to take a look up on the mountain and see if Site B is available for GVBC. GVBC. What's happening with me? It's like Conan with Saturday Night Live. He doesn't say Saturday Night Live. Since the day I met him, all he says is Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live. Conan says Saturday Night Live. Notice it now that you have been it's been pointed out to you. GVBC, I'm going to do a scout run. Hopefully we'll be up there on Friday. That would be great because I'm sick of... I don't want to say I'm sick of it. I'm so grateful that people have hosted us, but like GVBC in the flats isn't the same. We're all people who get out of town. We need to go get grounded. Thursday, we're back here. So that's what's going on. Love everybody so much. Can't wait to get back to California. Well, now I hear Led Zeppelin in my head. And LL Cool J. Okay? Right? Everybody got that?
Don't call it a comeback.
Isn't back to the... Back to California is a Led Zeppelin, and then going back to Cali, isn't that LL? Mm. Okay, good.
That's I think what so. I heard it by him.
All right, love everybody. I love you. We love you. We all love you.
Love
Have
you.
Have a great night. See you later. Oh wait, here I got this one. See if this is any different. Which one do you like better? Good night. Oh you want that? Here, one more time. What the hell?
Oh, I thought that's what you were gonna do.
Sure.
Love you guys.